Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Go get him. Those are my words of advice to the Steelers. Go get him. It may not look likely with Davante Adams when Schefter reports that his top two choices would be the Jets. And what was the other team limits?
New Orleans, but I just...
Because of his buddies, Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. I get it.
Just refreshed, and I have more information for you that I just found from Diana Russini.
Please.
So, Diana Russini saying, who's been really good with a lot of the Steelers stuff, Steelers are interested in trading for Davante Adams, according to a source. There's been discussions. Both sides are keeping an open line of communication. But she followed up 5 minutes later saying, biggest takeaway from conversation with teams around the league is that many involved or checked in believe that the Jets are the team that will get the trade done.
Because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I get that. It's understandable. That's why you have to be especially aggressive. And there's two elements to this, just like there was with Ayuk. One is the compensation that the team gets. And two is the contract. So you outbid. You outdo them on both. You get in the game here. You go full Jim Rutherford. And then when people say, why'd you give up all that? You say, so I could get the guy.
Yeah, Cowboys are out.
So I could make the trade. Did she say anything about the Steelers?
Yeah. What she said. She said that the Steelers are very interested and there's ongoing talks back and forth.
No, I know that much. We already knew that much. But anything else?
Nothing else, no. That's the latest report as of about 25 minutes ago.
So you're not the front runner. So what? Be aggressive. Get up there and take your swing. Do you agree here? Because I think Davante Adams is a gigantic difference maker. I think he's in a different league, really, than Brandon Ayuk. I mean, this guy is an absolute star. You go look at his numbers from last year with the ghost of Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody named Aiden O'Connell, and Brian Blanking Hoyer. Who, as I said earlier, if you would have told me before I looked this up that Brian Hoyer retired in 2009, I just would have went on with my day not even thinking about it. I certainly wouldn't have questioned it. Brian Hoyer was in the league last year? And Devontae still hauled in 100 passes for something like 1,200 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. He's a star. He's available. Go get him. At least go take a swing, and I'm talking a home run swing. And you know what? One thing I truly respect about Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, Art, the whole Steeler sort of dynamic over there, is that they swing for the fences these days. They clearly realized that the status quo was not going to get it done.
Right.
They blew up their quarterback room. They've spent serious money, really, in free agency for a couple of years now. Patrick Queen being the latest. They're trying. And the Brandon Ayuk pursuit. They were willing to pay that guy upwards of $30 million a year. They don't like where they've been. And they're willing to take big swings to extricate themselves from this seven-year rut of not only not winning a playoff game, they haven't come anywhere close to winning a playoff game for seven long years. If they happen to scrape in at the last minute, they get embarrassed every time they go to the playoffs. Anybody who wants to pass this off as acceptable, you're out of your minds. And I'm not just talking about the Steelers and their elevated expectations and the standard is the standard. And if we don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure. How about compete in a playoff game once every couple of years? I'd say the same thing about the, you know, they've won a lot too in the past 15, 20 years. I'd say the same thing about the Arizona Cardinals. If they hadn't come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years, I would say not good enough, even if you've scraped in a couple times. Even if at the last minute, because of the expanded wild card, you got in a game, so what? And then you got blown out? Not good enough for the Cardinals, not good enough for the Steelers. And thankfully, they realized that. I'll give them credit for that. I don't doubt their desire to win. That's for sure. Now you got a stud on the table here, and I want them to aggressively pursue this guy. And if not him, I think there may be other options. You know, you can live with yourself if you take that swing and you don't get him. Okay, because he really wants to be with Rodgers or Derek Carr. All right, there will be other options. We've mentioned several times on this show that Miami looks like a very tankable team right now. I mean, the wheels are coming off that thing. And they have two pretty highly paid but very affordable wide receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I was looking at a piece today. Would the Chiefs want to go get Tyreek Hill and bring him back, given the injury to Rashee Rice and others there? Maybe, although it would be prohibitive from Miami's side with the financial ramifications. So in order to make it worth it, because they're going to have to eat a lot of Tyreek Hill's money here, if they were to trade him now or soon, you'd have to really make it worth their while in terms of compensation. It's a possibility. Jaylen Waddle could be a possibility. Others could be out there before the trade deadline. And the fact that you're off to a really good start may buy you a few weeks where you can wait for situations to develop. But in the meantime, you don't just have a good receiver on the market here. You have one of the best in the league still in Davante Adams. So I say go for it. What say you?
I say you 1,000% go for it. And Omar Khan needs to be banging on the table, very similar to Brian Kelly, to get this thing done. Like, do not finish second again, like the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes. Even though he wasn't moved, the number one choice was San Fran. Don't let the Jets swoop in and be this number one option. It's another top talent wide receiver. I mean, Adams is better. Then you could give up less. You can give up because of his age, but his productivity is still there. A second-round draft pick, maybe a second and a fifth in another year, another draft class, and get this thing done. I mean, be aggressive. Get this thing done.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 412-928-9370. This is a pretty big deal. Normally, you might say, you know, this isn't realistic. What are we talking about here? This is talk radio junk. But we already know that the Steelers, in their own self-evaluation in the offseason, said to themselves, we got to have another big-time playmaker around here, and we are willing to part with resources and pay big money for one in Brandon Ayuk. So we know how they feel about their own situation, what their self-evaluation is, and pretty obviously, four games into the season, I don't think that self-evaluation has changed. Even though they're 3-1, if you've seen all their receivers behind George Pickens, it's a bunch of number threes at best. Would there be problems maybe with a guy like Davante Adams? I don't know. I'm not talking about him specifically, but would it create some issues? Probably, yes. It's pro sports, money, ego, all involved in this. And in the NFL, as I mentioned earlier, it's not just wide receivers. You had a quarterback in this town quit on his team and then beg out of town because he wasn't being treated fairly, he thought. Ego. Money. Maybe Adams would get here and would say, what's this? I wanted to be in a high-flying offense. I thought we were going to pass the ball more. I'm not getting any targets. He'd be pissed. Maybe George Pickens would be if Adams came in and stole the spotlight. That's why they pay Mike Tomlin the big bucks. Those are the chances you take in the NFL. Happens everywhere. I'd be on board with this in a big, big way. And it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the Steelers got real aggressive in their pursuit.
And the odds are out from Bet California. The Jets are the number one team, plus 275, followed by Dallas, the Saints, and Baltimore. And then a tie between the Steelers and Buffalo.
Oh, man. If Baltimore swoops it. Can you imagine him with Josh Allen?
I mean, they need a wide receiver.
Wow. That would be something.
Baltimore is intriguing as well. There haven't been any rumblings around Baltimore yet at all.
And I wouldn't let the money worry you too much because, as Kabali mentioned, you could be looking at a rental player. And even a rental player is fine. I mean, that's what are we doing here? As we've said a billion times, TJ Watt's not getting any younger. Cam certainly isn't. Minka. This is a short little window here for this defense.
Well, the money matters for this season. Like next year and the year after that, it might not. But you need to have the cap space right now, which the Steelers do have. And the Jets also right around $10 million.
Yeah, the Steelers have, you said, 10-some million, and they just create the other three. But my point was, if it's a rental, great. If you can sign him, great. And as Bleacher Report said, you know, the next 2 years of his deal are gigantic cap hits, but they're not guaranteed. So you're looking at a situation where you could bargain with him and maybe get a decent deal. And again, you've already shown that you're willing to commit $30 million or so to Brandon Ayuk. So why not 28 to Davante Adams, who's a little bit older?
Oddly enough, the field slash stay with the Raiders is plus 350. That's second out of the odds.
I love the fact that his coach, Antonio Pierce, apparently liked an Instagram post from Adams saying he wanted out of town.
Tells you all you need to know, right?
But as you and I have said today, we both live in fear of accidentally liking something. So whenever somebody tries to get out of this by saying, oh, I hit that by accident, part of me believes them if it's not a pattern. You know what I mean? As long as it's not a pattern, I have some sympathy for that. I live in fear of accidentally liking some horrible thing and then getting, is excoriate the right word? Getting crushed by everyone in the world and then just disappearing to some island somewhere and living out the rest of my life. You?
It's a weird world because, I mean, think about all the times where athletes will delete stuff on social media and we take a big overreaction to it, or they'll take something out of their bio. Well, I remember when George Pickens, who was it that deleted all their Instagram posts?
It was Pickens.
It was George Pickens.
Would you like to have your own island? Limits Island?
Like Revis Island?
Yeah, and just live on an island. Would you be able to survive?
If it was just me on the island with nature?
Yeah.
I'd probably be dead in 3 days. Well,
what
week.
If it, yeah, I was going to say you could fly in maybe some catering or something, but if it was you, just you on an island with no food, like prepared food.
Like Tom Hanks on Castaway?
Yeah, exactly. How long do you survive?
I become friends with a volleyball. Not long.
Yeah, Peyton Wilson was the volleyball, right?
Probably.
Or was it Roman Wilson?
It was just Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. Might have been Russell.
Probably 2.5 weeks. I mean, you got to find your own food.
I think you'd be surprised.
Think I'd live a month.
You would get hungry
months?
Enough to where suddenly you'd become like you'd be transformed into like a caveman. You'd be slaughtering animals and cutting fruit off of trees and things like that. I think you'd be surprised.
Ugh, that does not sound like me. So it's not
exactly.
Something I'd want to do.
It's not the Limits who lives at home still. Not that there's anything wrong with that in Baldwin. This would be a Limits fighting for survival. And I think we all have things in us that are never, never brought out, never manifested because they don't need to be. But you have an animal inside you, Limits, that if you were on your own island, and it would be Limits Island, I think that's a good name. I think you would survive forever, I think, you know, for many years.
How large is my island? Is it like 35 feet or do I have some room to roam?
That's a good question. I mean, for knowing you, for the first thing you think about before food is building your own wiffle ball field, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd have the space for that.
It's a big island. You know, it's not like Long Island, but it's.
Am I living on Fiji all by myself?
Yeah, it's as big as this complex here, all of Foster Plaza. It's a pretty big island.
That's a decent, decent amount of space.
Yeah, I think you'd survive nicely.
Do I have a little stream? Do I have any fresh water?
Sure, there's water, there's animals, there's fruit, there's trees. You got to be careful of what you eat, though. You could eat the wrong fruit.
I'd want to befriend the animals, and that would be the problem.
Actually, now that I think about it, that's exactly what you would do. You would be like a Peter Pan-like figure or a Pied Piper-like figure.
Maybe a whole, like, you know, sack of birds, a whole flock of birds, there's the correct word, can just pick me up and fly me away off the island somewhere else to safety.
You would be at one with the birds for sure, if I know you. All right, 412-928-9370. Does anybody find anything wrong with the argument that the Steelers should be all in and aggressively pursuing Davante Adams? I don't see an argument against it. It's been 7 years here. We're all getting old. Namely, Cam, do something. Do something now. They've shown the willingness to be pretty dramatic in how they reshaped their roster. They detonated the entire quarterback room. They went out and got Patrick Queen. They're drafting offensive linemen left and right. So do this. Do something, please.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's got to be something better than this. I hate that. So that's just elevator music at the doctor's
office. All
right,
I will do...
Anything would do. I'll sing. I would do... Wait, what's the Rick Springfield one that I couldn't get out of my head last night? I have done everything for Mulsey. That one. Yeah, the Rick Springfield song.
Yes.
And I have done everything for Mulsey. And he's done nothing for me except deliver that buzzkill before we went to visit Olivia Babcock yesterday. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
He said it wasn't going to go well, and he tried to paint it like I was, you know, just being this patronized, pathetic figure going over there. I thought we had fun.
We had a good time. You did better than I expected. Like, I don't...
Was it Carissa, the woman's name?
Yes.
The media liaison there? She's wonderful.
Yeah,
what
she's
a nice
great.
Person she is.
We are going to go down in a couple of weeks to another match very soon. We might as well go to Stanford.
I think we should. I thought I did well enough returning Olivia's serve that I could play for Pitt when they play Louisville. Do you? I mean, I could play in their back row.
I think my silence was the full answer that you needed there.
Limits and I went to visit Olivia Babcock, who might be the best volleyball player in the country. And someday, you and I, someday soon maybe, are going to be able to say we return serves from a U.S. Olympian. I think she's going to be an Olympic volleyball player. Do you? She has a good chance.
She has a really good chance to do that. And, I mean, she's only a sophomore still, so she still has a lot of room to grow and just develop. Just the power that she displays from the right side, which is not a common position where you see really star players play, because mostly a lot of right-handed hitters like she is are stars on the outside or they're middle blockers. So the right side, she has an extra development because Pitt's so good on the outside where she's going to be. I do truly believe she's going to be.
She's just bursting with positive energy, with smarts, with athleticism. You can tell they're great role models over there, the Pitt women's team. You can tell they have their team values are right if you just observe them for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? The energy is just so good. And I returned one of her serves, didn't I, Limits? Those things were coming in really hard.
They were coming in hot.
And I didn't know that she could make it curve like that. It was like a slider.
Well, that because the way she serves it with the amount of topspin that she has, it's basically the way she tosses it is like getting a set.
Yeah.
And that's basically how she swings.
I think this is a big deal. They remind me of Pitt basketball in the early 2000s. I'm telling you that right now. They're going to be a hot ticket. I don't know when they're going to be in their new digs over there. Heather Like seemed to overextend herself, perhaps, just a bit on that whole thing.
A little bit.
By the way, when you look at all the success of these Pitt teams right now, Heather Like had to have something to do with it, right?
They're like 24-2-1, I think I saw, between men's soccer, football, and volleyball. Volleyball's undefeated. Football's undefeated. Men's soccer, I think, is also top five in the country. They were number one at one point. I think they might still be.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. I understand we have some texts to finish the show with.
Yes, Joe, we do have a couple of texts, because we were talking about me on the deserted island. Texters are texting in about the deserted island.
Yeah.
Somebody says City Limits would be the Ace Ventura on a deserted island. DK in the South Hills says so.
That's who I was thinking of when I tried to paint you before. You wouldn't be slaughtering animals for food. Even if you were desperate, you would have all the animals at your beck and call, like Ace
Just
Ventura.
Like Ace.
And by the way, Olivia Babcock was cracking up when I compared you to Ace Ventura. Do you remember that?
Yes, and I asked her if she thinks that that's a compliment. And she said, depending on the way that you see it. And I said, so no, you don't think it is.
She enjoyed that. By the way, that video will be up on 93.7 The Fan at some point. Will alert people. And this could lead into you and I sort of touring Western Pennsylvania. Austin and Joe on the road, I think we're going to call it. And it'll be sports challenges like that. Can we return Olivia Babcock's serve? Could we hit off a Pitt softball player? Could we throw accurate short-range passes with Eli Holstein? This could expand to high schools. See Austin and Joe participate in a lacrosse scrimmage. Can you, can you throw the ball, or toss the ball, pass the ball is the right phrase.
Yes.
With one of those lacrosse sticks and also catch it? I can't. I find it impossible.
No, my sisters both played lacrosse, but I am not very good at it. I've never played lacrosse. I've never really attempted to play.
How about this, Limits? You and I are going to sit down and make a list. How many goals, or who scores more goals on a Riverhounds goalkeeper on 10 penalty kicks, Limits or Starkey? Would that be unbelievable?
Soccer, another
Let's
one.
Let's do it.
That I would probably struggle in a little bit. I'm all for it.
What else can you think of that we could do?
Well, we got to do basketball with Pitt basketball.
Oh, yeah. Pitt men and women will go over and shoot free throws, and their best free throw shooter, or their worst, against me and you, and see if we can outdo them. That would be incrinculent. We could coach for a night, maybe call a play at a high school game. We could do any sport. Like, what sports? What offbeat sports? How about Joe and Austin on the swim team?
Jump into the pool and swim laps back and forth.
How about this? Would this make a great video? Austin and Joe competing with the Pitt. Do they still have a swimming and diving team over there?
Yeah, I believe
they
so,
They still
yes.
have divers? Austin and Joe dive against the Pitt divers and see what we can do. Our best dive.
Do you think they have a fencing team still? Is there a fencing team
anywhere?
Yeah,
I'm always afraid that the sword will get through the little thing and kill me, though. I don't want to do that.
You know, I had the same thoughts when we fenced a little bit in high school gym class.
I mean, I don't watch a ton of fencing, but when I'm watching it, I get nervous that somehow there's going to be a mortal wound inflicted.
Somebody else says if Joe doesn't stop singing, he should be sent to an island, one without a microphone.
I would do everything. Wait, I keep getting the Meatloaf song mixed up with the Rick Springfield song, and Malzi's actually in the studio. I could serenade him right now in person.
Or you couldn't,
he said. What's the song? I've done That's the one. Malzi, are you honored by that? And do you think there's any truth to that?
Whatever word is the greatest antonym for honored is how I feel about that.
We're having a good day here,
I'm repulsed
say.
By that.
Malzi looks like he just got out of Aaron Rodgers' darkest retreat.
Because it's gotten
retreat.
In my head, too.
I've done everything for Malzi. I thought I might need to ask for some professional help last night. I was in the parking lot, and I couldn't stop singing it. I've done everything for Malzi. He's done nothing for me. I couldn't stop. I must have sang it 100 times going into the volleyball game. Do we have to go?
Yes, I'm sure everybody would agree.
Fan weather brought
That's
to
a good
by.
Line. That's a good line.
That's why we pay him the big bucks, Malzi. We just signed him to a new deal. Did you hear about it? 6 years, $18 million for City Limits. Fan
Pesos?
Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet.
Money.
Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or sunchevy.com. At sunchevy.com. High of 68 today with cloudy skies. I'm going to play golf at Winango Country Club. What are you going to do?
I had back-to-back volleyball games that IPA announced, so today I'm going to potentially play basketball tonight. Not sure yet.
I've gotten back into pickup basketball.
Would you like to play?
No.
Okay.
But we'll talk soon. Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.